Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Hey, music teacher friend, I am so excited to talk to you today about the third annual Reflect and Renew Challenge just for music teachers. Maybe you've been feeling the overwhelm for real this year. Let's be honest, that is putting it lightly. It has been tough. Then I would love for you to join me at this free challenge where you are going to get to set goals to help spur you forward into the rest of the school year. It's all happening at the end of December, and I'll tell you in a minute how you can join us. But day one is the mid-year reflection. You're gonna think back over the last few months of the school year and identify the highs and the lows. You're also going to think about what's worked for your particular teaching situation and what maybe you need to revamp a little bit moving forward. Day two, we're going to look ahead. Looking ahead towards the rest of the school year and focusing on what needs to get done to make it successful. During the school year, things have been turned upside down. Of course, we know that. So we're going to look ahead in order to help you renew your focus and face your new way of teaching in order to give you that spur of confidence and to help you beat that overwhelm moving forward. And day three is all about goal setting. You're going to set some goals and write out action steps to help you meet them. The main goal, of course, is to teach music to your students while helping them be their most creative selves. But you're going to create goals to help you beat the burnout and to help apply these goals to your particular teaching situation, because as we know, every single music teacher is in a different teaching situation and at different schools. So during this challenge, you're going to get to watch short yet actionable videos, receive encouragement to spur you forward, and we'll get action steps to apply to your actual teaching situation. It's all going down December 28th through 30th, and it's going to be awesome. To sign up, simply go to subscribepage.com/reflect and renew, or simply click on the link in the show notes. All right, let's continue on with today's episode. Well, hey there. I'm so excited to have you join me today. And whether you are just enjoying your break, whether you are just laying around, whether you're preparing a turkey, whether you are on the road traveling, I'm excited to have you listening in today. And I do not take it lightly that my voice is in your headphones, wherever you're joining me from, whether it's your couch, your car, your shower, or your kitchen, or wherever else. Today's episode is called How to Be Thankful Even When It's Hard. Because, yeah, like, let's be honest, Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful. It's a time to think about what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for. And of course, there's so much to be thankful for. But on the flip side of that, you may just not have that, like, spirit of gratitude right now because teaching has been hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I see you, I acknowledge you, and I hear you, teacher. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Teaching is hard. It has been more magnified and harder the last few school years. So things may be going back to a little bit of normalcy, but they're not quite there yet. It might be a struggle to maintain the interest of your students right now. They're just not listening or paying attention, and lessons that usually work aren't working as well with your students this year. It's just not the same. Or maybe you're just burnt out and worn down. You've been through the ringer. You're just exhausted. You're just showing up every day teaching during a pandemic. And it's not anything that I take lightly, and knowing that you're doing that. Maybe you feel like you're getting little to no support as you're teaching every day. You feel like you're like, is anybody noticing what I do as an elementary music teacher in my school building? Do they care? Do they see what I'm doing? And you're just kind of feeling even maybe a little bit of overwhelm about going back after this week. You're just like, I don't know if I can teach another couple weeks before winter break comes. But I do want to tell you something. You're not alone. And it's not just a phrase I'm saying. I really want you to hear me when I say that. This week in social media land, Facebook groups, I've looked in a different couple of Facebook groups, and I've looked at a different couple of Instagram posts and TikTok and even Twitter, and even on conversations happening on Clubhouse. There is one theme I can say that keeps coming up in various ways over and over and over and over, and it's all centered around the word overwhelm. There's just something different about the school year. It may seem like you've had kids lining up to try for honor choir, and this year you have a handful of students that are even interested. Or participation in your classes were at an all-time high, and now it seems like it's like pulling teeth to get your kids to participate and to keep the attention of your students. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know what you're going through, because I don't. I have never taught during a pandemic. I'm never going to pretend like I have, but I can say I've taught students who didn't want to be there, where nothing came easily for me, and where I had students who pushed back on anything new that I maybe tried with them. Because if you haven't heard my story yet, I started out at a school that hadn't had music for 7 years. It was freaking hard. Rewarding, yes, but exhausting, equally yes, or I would say even more yes, more of a yes. Okay. I had thoughts, not once a week, not a few days, every single day when I started out, of quitting, giving up, and doing something else. I thought, I'm not cut out for this. I'm not made for this. This is not what I thought it would be like. And we're going to talk about later on in this episode how to reframe thoughts like that, how to be thankful and reframe these thoughts that come up to create a thankful thought from it. So stick with me. We're getting there. But here's what kept me showing up day in and day out and day in and day out, even when it was really hard, really, really hard. No support, no budget, no instruments, no resources, no help, no mentorship, nothing. My students kept me showing up. My students kept me showing up, even the ones who acted like they didn't want to be there, the ones who cussed me out, the ones who did not want to participate with music, in music class, I should say, I still showed up for them because they meant everything to me. And I knew, although I had hurdles to jump over, my students needed me and they needed the gift of music, even if they didn't act like they cared. So I hope starting this episode out by telling you this story, even if you've heard me tell this story a gajillion times by now, I hope you find a little bit of hope in this hard season. Because know that it's okay to have thoughts of being frustrated, of it being hard, of not knowing if you can do this one more day. It's normal to have those feelings and thoughts. I just don't think it's talked about enough. Those teachers you see smiling on Instagram who are showing their best and showing their perfectly curated classrooms and lesson plans, and the students are constantly engaged on these videos they post. And behind the scenes, I'm not saying things aren't that way, and we want it to be that way, but they still have hard days. They still have hard moments. They still have those certain times where things get hard or they're frustrated or overwhelmed. You're not alone. I don't care if you're listening to this and you're a first-year teacher, you've been teaching 77 years. I don't care. Being an elementary music teacher is tough. It's rewarding. It's exciting. It's awesome. It's fun, but it is also tough, especially teaching during a pandemic. There's nothing to describe it. This is in no textbooks to teach you how to do this. This is in no college prep programs to teach you how to do this. This is something that just happened, and all of a sudden you had to be resilient and figure it out. that's a lot to bear on your shoulders. There's a lot of expectations of just, oh, everything's getting back to air quote normal. So everybody just move along. Nobody else should be frustrated or feeling, you know, discontent about things or feeling overwhelmed. You're back in the school building. What is there to complain about? Well, a lot, let's be honest, because although you're grateful to see your students back in person again, if you are back to in-person teaching, it's not the same as it was a couple years ago. You're having to reacclimate your students to what it's like to be in a music classroom, or maybe you're still rolling a cart to a classroom and teaching there, but it's still like students, there's a lot of them who haven't experienced an in-person music class in a couple years. So this is tough. Even those who still showed up to in-person learning, there's still this like shift in the tides. It's like things are just different. It just feels different. It is different, and it's hard to adjust and adapt to it. But I want you to remember your why. I want you to keep going and truly believe that eventually it will get better. I don't know when. I don't have a magic eight ball. I don't have, a dial over here that I can turn and tell you when things will start feeling a little bit more normal. But I know that not just with teaching, but in anything in my life I can think back on, in those hard seasons, hard moments in my life, things always go up. They don't stay that way. And I'm not saying this to make you feel like it's going to get better like tomorrow or the next year, because I don't know when. But I do know that it will eventually get better. It will eventually get easier. You will adapt and adjust. You are going to figure out new ways to reach your students. So with that said, I want to reframe the way you view thankfulness and gratitude. Maybe if you're just not feeling it this year, you're not in a grateful or thankful spirit, let's reframe the way you view these things. It is not going to always be unicorns and sunshine and rainbows. I'm not unrealistic about that. There's no way every day you wake up and it's just perfect from the moment you wake up until you go to bed. There's just no way. It's not realistic. Things will always come up and will always happen. But even on the worst of the worst days, where you've had, let's say, for example, a flat tire, your kid threw up before school, then you had to figure out someone to watch your child so you could get to school. I'm speaking from experience here. This has happened to me before. Maybe there was an unexpected fire drill at school, a day you were trying to prepare for a performance. Maybe the air conditioner went out in your house and you're having to deal with that. There's so many things that come, right? They come along your day that are unexpected. And all of a sudden you could be having a great day. You could be smiling and man, this has been a super day, and something, even if something so little, will throw you off your track and make you feel like, dang, this day sucks, right? I've been there, done that. It happens to me all the time. But the ideas I'm going to share in this episode are exactly what I have been trying to be a little bit better at doing. So what I want to do is give you some example phrases, and then I want you to think about your own life and how you're going to apply these tips and strategies into it. Okay, so I have four phrases to share with you, some examples I wanted to give you in case this will help you in your own life. Number one, I'm not a good enough teacher. Maybe you've had that thought even this week. Maybe you've had it all month long. Maybe you've had it since the beginning of the school year started. Let's reframe that thought. Instead of, I'm not a good enough teacher, we're going to use the word grateful, and you're going to say, I'm grateful I get to teach music to my students, even though I don't feel like my lessons resonated well today. Okay? So we're reframing it. It's not that you're not a good enough teacher. It's not that you're not an effective teacher. It's just that you had an off lesson, an off day. And off something happened. So let me repeat it. I'm grateful I get to teach music to my students, even though I don't feel like my lessons resonated well today. You're still a great teacher. You're still teaching music. It doesn't mean that it's terrible, that you're failing. That's not what it means. So don't take some moment or moments to mean a blanket approach answer that you're just not a good enough teacher. Number two, I don't know what I'm doing half the time. I'm raising my hand. I've had this thought a lot, right? But here's how we're going to reframe that. I'm thankful for the opportunity to teach in my school, and I am going to learn as I go and grow from it. Did you hear what I did there? Maybe you don't know what you're doing half the time. Maybe you feel like you're faking it till you make it. Maybe you feel like an imposter even in your own classroom half the time. But we're going to reframe that. Instead of, I don't know what I'm doing half the time, we're going to reframe it to say, I'm thankful for the opportunity to teach in my school, and I am going to learn as I go and grow from it. Because what happens is even if you don't know what you're doing sometimes, you're learning from those opportunities. You're learning from those hard moments. You're learning from those days it feels like you are faking it till you make it. You're going to say, oh my gosh, like I just kind of improvised in that moment. But man, I learned from that opportunity. I really like the way I did that, and I'm going to do it again. Number three, teaching elementary music is harder than I thought it would be. How many of you have had that thought? I know I sure have. I wrote a whole book about it. Okay. Make a note what you really need to know about teaching elementary music. That's why I wrote that, because it's so true. It was way harder than I thought it would be. Nobody told me all the ins and outs of all the things that go into being an elementary music teacher. So let me repeat that one. Teaching elementary music is harder than I thought it would be. Let's reframe it. I'm grateful for the hard days because I know that they are teaching me what I want to continue to do and not do moving forward. Again, I'm grateful for the hard days because I know that they are teaching me what I want to continue to do and not to do moving forward. So even if it's harder than you thought it would be grateful for the hard days because I fully believe that in those hard days, you are learning something that is going to teach you what you want to continue to do or continue not doing. And number four, I'm failing at every area of my life. I'm laughing because I resonate with this one a lot. I'm failing at every area of my life. Instead of thinking that, or even maybe you've said it out loud to someone, let's reframe it to say, I'm thankful that I have my job and my home life outside of school, and that I don't have to have every part equally balanced at all times. I hope somebody heard me say that. Because the word balance is not like a scale. Those ones in the grocery store, where you, let's say you put two apples on the scale and they weigh the same, right? It's not that. It's not that. It's going to always be ever revolving. There's always going to be something that comes to the top that takes precedence over everything else, where you're going to have a lot in your life going on, but there's sometimes things that are going to be more important or have to get more of your focus on them than other things. So let me repeat number four. Instead of saying, I'm failing at every area of my life, if you say that phrase, maybe you're trying to give every area of your life equal focus, and it's not possible. You can't give 20% to every single area at all times. So instead of saying that and thinking that you're failing at everything, say, I'm thankful that I have my job and my home life outside of school, and I don't have to have every part equally balanced at all times. So think about these four phrases I gave you. Maybe replay that on this episode and listen to it over and over again. Maybe write them out. And then what I want you to do is think about some phrases you can reframe in order to help you find thankfulness in those situations. Think about it, write it down, and try to do this at least once a week. When, not if, when these negative thought patterns come into your mind, let's start working on reframing them into a phrase that either has the words, I'm grateful, or I'm thankful. Because I truly believe there is something to always be thankful for. Even the hardest of hard times, we can find something in the midst of that to be thankful for or to be grateful for. So I want you to have an amazing day and never forget the impact you're having on your students each and every week. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.